Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to Can We Talk with Jewel podcast, proudly sponsored by FundraisingCup.org Ministries. Can you believe it's been a week already? And we are back. This podcast is particularly very dear to my heart, and I think it's one of the first I put out a promo to kind of make sure that everyone pays attention to this one, because I think it will not only be a game changer, I think many potential victims will see the warning signs and be able to piece together certain patterns, if you will, of targeting and things of that nature. This is a really, really important podcast, and I advise everyone to please forward it, share it with loved ones, anyone that may have experienced similar situations and you possibly couldn't relate or understand what they were talking about. And we are going to break it down and articulate it very well today in our podcast entitled Checkmate, Are You or Are You Not Your Brother or Sister's Keeper? So, those of you who are new to the podcast, here we discuss various topics related to supporting communities in all walks of life as we are attracting a more diverse audience with a shared passion for growing spiritually and applying these lifeline lessons to our day-to-day experiences. So I want to encourage you all to continue to support not just this podcast, but any guests that I may have, and of course, any entrepreneurial ventures that I have as well. I would definitely appreciate your support and every donation, because every little contribution helps. So, in regards to today's podcast, I really wanted to open up with a very memorable scene, if you will. Those of you who have ever watched New Jack City, there was a particular scene that I know immediately came to my mind, at least, when I thought of being one's brother's keeper. And that was the scene in which the two brothers, in the end, after all of the corruption and fun play at other people's expense and murderous acts and just drugs and all kinds of immoral acts, after all that was said and done, what it came down to was that saying, am I my brother's keeper, which they always took pride in saying until one of them clearly took their brother out in the end, which was very symbolic to today's topic. And so what I want to say is many of you are seeing a lot of what's happening in the news and social media in terms of recent indictments and exposures that are trickling down the pipe to the various bribes that have been taken by law officials. And we're starting to see how these networks have operated for so long, so many years, literally right under our noses. And we're about to piece together the puzzle, ladies and gentlemen. All of the setups, the crimes, home invasions, illegal harassments, organized crime, stalking, attacks on children, spiritually, mentally, trafficking, you name it, poisoning. It's all going to blow your mind. And the grace of God, I can be used as a vessel to help piece this crazy mess together for you guys. So, first and foremost, I want to open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, Most High God, I want to thank you for not just allowing this podcast to continue, but bringing together some like-minded soul tribe individuals to open their hearts, their minds, and be open to the changes that will come from these revelations. I thank you, Lord, for your particular covering, as well as all of the insight that you've given me to share and the gifts with the masses so that we can continue to save innocent women and children's lives. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace, your mercy, and forgiving me of my sins as well as all of the listeners. And I hope that this information reaches the right ears that can bring about significant change. So, after that, let's discuss what's happening here, right? So you all will soon, as the veil is continued to be lifted, I don't know if you guys have been following me, all of my A1 day ones, if you will. You heard me towards the end of last year when I was starting this podcast, I told you that 2024 is going to be the year that the veil will be lifted and a lot of truth will be exposed. I know at that time when I said it, those that were still involved in organized crimes and all kinds of mess just thought it was humorous, of course, and continued to operate as business as usual. And then we started to see these stories unfold month by month by month, you know, starting with Cat Williams, and it just kind of imploded since then. But in any case, I think you all will soon discover that the truth is, it is by no accident that many of the individuals that are involved in all of these crimes and their victims were targeted, and they were not random selections, which I think many people often tend to think, like it's just, you know, unfortunate luck. No, it's not. Actually, many of these victims that have either gone missing or have been targeted and sacrificed, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but they were more than likely sold out by those closest to them, loved ones, significant others, and I think the most unfortunate or saddest part is that these people who sold them out would actually show up at their funerals and read the obituary, fake cry, and all of that, and know that they partake in these crimes. And I think that's why it's oftentimes hard for law enforcement to piece these things together, for one, at least the good ones. Unfortunately, there are some people that are in law enforcement that are corrupt and will help keep the situation as chaotic as possible, so you cannot piece it together. But needless to say, you know, it's really disgusting to see loved ones and what they would do at the end of the day when it comes down to money. And I think at that juncture, we can really see who they are at the core and what they are actually willing to do for it. So follow me, if you will, down this messy rabbit hole. And I will share with you how, when we see this kind of jealous nature emerge from people, those close to us, we must ask ourselves, how long was this demon submerged in there, creating these imbalances, these burdens that they may have tried to put on people's lives, ruining reputations and hindering progress. It's some real nasty energy. And just looking, realizing that the faces that we see before us are often just illusions, masked as demons inside. And I know that's heavy, hard for people to accept. But I think when people get to that point, where they become so jealous of someone that they would sign them up for some of the most heinous crimes, as victims, I do consider them that they've reached a point of demonic activity within their souls that they too must be struggling with. It's, you know, when we truly listen to our Father and we master self, ourselves, and separation from these individuals, I think we will no longer be bound to their negative energy and the demons within them. So I share this information with you all because during my own very journey, I had to accept that with many close individuals in my life that I too once held in high regards, and ultimately they have fallen susceptible to greed, jealousy, and envy, and opening their vessels to unspeakable crimes and doors and allegiances. Sometimes I lose the words to really put together when it comes to some of these individuals, because it not only is disappointing when it hits home, but it hurts, you know, but you take that hurt and you transmute it into wisdom to give back to the next generation so many lives can be saved. I think many of you will soon discover that when you consider who are the gatekeepers to what cases even get filed in courts, what evidence is permissible, what evidence that can even be hacked from your devices, or even stolen right from your own dwellings. Better yet, who actually wins the case? Now, if I told you that these individuals, these gatekeepers, were all connected to a specific fraternal order, or even a sorority, I know many of you would say, well, even if they were, there should be some type of separation of church and state, and so there would never be a conflict of interest whereby citizens' rights would be compromised. Well, I can assure you that is not the case, unfortunately. And I think for far too long, we've allowed many of these groups to not just grow in numbers and power, but when they have reached this level of becoming untouchable because they are in fragmented areas of law enforcement all the way up through the federal government, it becomes a very sticky situation. And people are placed in compromising situations that can easily set a target on individuals and take bribes under the table, as many of you can imagine, to play their position or part in corruption. And so by the time the individual even realizes, and this is the victim, of course, that they were targeted, unfortunately, it's often too late. They've already been sold out. They've already been set up. They have already been placed on black markets to be trafficked, kidnapped, privacy invaded. It's just typically too late. By the time they become aware of all of the players that could potentially be involved in this, it's by that time they've already tarnished this person's reputation. They're ready for the next phase, which would be some type of poisoning and either placing this person in a mental institution so that by the time they're out, it's just downhill from there, where they can easily be picked apart, trafficked, kidnapped, jailed, you name it. And the last you heard of that individual would be, oh, I recall they were losing their mind and all of their faculties were not together. So from there on, anything that they say would not be taken seriously, right, to some extent. I mean, that's the first area of attack, would be somebody's faculties. And believe it or not, these groups are very well equipped and prepared to mess with people's faculties in order to get them to that point. And so I know some of you are probably wondering, well, how can they mess? Well, I mentioned already before, via poisoning, you know, putting something in someone's food and drinks is not as unheard of as you may think. And in certain cultures, this is something that's been done for many years. I can tell you, for one, even in the Caribbean, many of the restaurants, if you notice, the Caribbean restaurants always seem to have male chefs because they don't really trust what women would put in the food. So most of the cooks that you would find in Caribbean restaurants are typically male. And it stems back to this this issue. Unfortunately, these things have gone on for quite some time, and it's been a bit taboo to discuss. But here on my podcast, if it will save lives and open eyes, nothing is off the table. So, dare I say it, and many more than likely become vocal after they experience all of this trauma. Of course, you can expect that someone would be highly irate at minimum, and they may have an outburst, right? But unfortunately, when you're being targeted by several individuals that have been compromised, becoming overly vocal can also land you in a compromising situation. So it's a very tight rope, I would say, you would have to walk once you become a targeted individual, in mastering yourself, your peace, and not being easily, easily provoked into anger. And the Lord says that too. And you can see why. So I think, like I said, by the time these people are hit to what was done to them behind the scenes, it's too late. These good old brotherhoods and sisterhoods in these fraternal orders don't think that their practices would ever be fully exposed, and their techniques. So when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, many of these victims, sad to say, have lost not just their lives, not just their property, but even custody of their children because of these games that they have played with people's lives. And I think it's by far we expose their sick crimes that they have done for sport and also for greed. You know, just imagine these are the people that we even trust to serve and protect. And for what? I mean, they seem to only protect each other. You know, those badges, those gavels, those law exams all need to be re-vetted by those of us who actually stand for something and can't be compromised. Those of us that wouldn't dare even approach someone and take a bribe to do heinous acts, or suggest even someone to even suggest something ridiculous as to assist in someone's downfall. Those of us that are truly believers and believe that freedom and justice is not just for a selected few fraternal and sorority brothers and sisters, but it's for all. It's not just for those who are partaking in RICO crimes, but it's for all. It's not just for a few sworn in criminals. Yes, I said it. Just because you're sworn in doesn't mean that you're not any better than the criminals that you're locking up if you have been partaking in these crimes. We used to worry about the separation of church and state, and now we need to specify not just the separation between that, but the separation specifically between occults, sororities, and fraternal orders from state. Yes, you heard me correctly. Somehow, along the way, we dropped the ball and allowed this to continue to happen as long as these RICO crimes could go unsolved. These groups became empowered, and more people just continue to go missing every day and treated like third-class citizens because of greed, that these individuals need more summer homes, they need more cars, they need more travel. And so the lives of these young, innocent children, the lives of these hard-working women, the lives of these individuals somehow meant nothing to these people in these groups because they've taken oaths, blood oaths to one another to be willing to do whatever, however, and accept a payout once the job is done. Well, I say, not on my watch. Or better yet, not on our watch, those of us that actually stand for something and God's purpose in this world. Innocent children are not up for grabs for you to take advantage of, bring through your underground tunnels and do all kinds of diabolical things. women and children are not here for you to install cameras in their personal spaces and high five and take joy in invading their privacy and placing bids on them being placed in traffic situations. None of this is acceptable. None of it. I don't care what title you hold in your organization. It does not outrank God's hierarchy in the spirit. And if they haven't told you, as above, so below, allow me to be the first. Okay? What we see happening here and the truth that will be exposed in these upcoming weeks will not only blow your minds, and many of you will start to realize that this is hitting closer to home than many of you have thought. As I said earlier, these are not random selections. These people, these children, these women are targeted for a reason. And there's a myriad of reasons why they would target a specific individual. It may be for human trafficking. It may be for organ trafficking. It may be for special gifts that they believe the person possessed from God, and they want to do a destiny swapping ceremony, or these sex rituals where they want to engage with same sex, opposite sex animals, you name it, whatever it is that their vice is, that they are putting on innocent people that don't want to partake in these practices in the dark for their gain. I think the time has come where it's starting to be exposed and in drastic amounts. I think many of us will start to see the links to a lot of these stories and a lot of these ritualistic practices and stories of greed, stories of sacrifice, stories of just you name it. And I think they've gotten away with it for so long and so many years that those that have been partaking in these crimes are now extremely concerned as it's being brought to the forefront. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I want to just give you guys an example of how these crimes could play out right under your nose and you wouldn't even see it coming. So take, for example, you have some type of international secret society, sister sorority, or brother fraternity group, and part of it becomes corrupt in one particular region. So let's say the northeast region of the United States started to become so corrupt in that sector that they started really practicing trafficking of human beings. And the South, for example, or even another area, let's say in Canada, has no clue that this is what the North has been doing. Or maybe a few of them have an idea, but for the most part, the members of the other areas don't know the extent in which the other region has been committing crimes. Well, they're simply told to remember the blood oath that they have taken to help out a sister or brother in need. And that other region now needs to help them with their crimes and, you know, start doing whatever illegal activity they're charged with doing in their careers that could assist them to get away with whatever they need to get away with. And whether that is to falsify a document in a legal setting or approve a falsified loan with fake identification if they work in a financial institution. Whatever it is that their position is in carrying out the full scope of the RICO crime, they have to do their part as an affiliated member, even in another region that has no clue they are partaking in attempted murder, human trafficking, you name it. They may not even know. It's just really sad. And now some of you, if you're anything like me, I guess, at that point, if they came to me and asked me to contribute, I would more than likely probably pack it in anyway. But I've never been the kind of individual that would join these kind of groups blindly, because I know that I can't serve two masters anyway. But if, because we've all kind of grown spiritually and started to see things differently as we matured, and let's say by some chance I did join the group as a younger person, I assure you that if they ask me to compromise myself and to falsify documents or assist, I probably would walk from there, because it's just not in my character to do. And I'm sure they wouldn't tell me the whole truth or all of the details as it pertains to why they would want me to falsify the documents, because the truth is there isn't any truth in them, right? If they're asking you to do something false to begin with. And I'm sure they would try to reassure me and say, hey, don't even worry about it. We already got an IT engineer that's going to help us with the hacking. We got a lawyer and a judge in our back pocket, and they're going to push the case through. And, of course, they more than likely would have all of these pieces. And that's why I said checkmate, right? Because they would have all these pieces on the board set up to push their agenda through with the various individuals that are involved. But here's the thing. What if you then found out that particular individual that you was asked to target or to steal their identity was completely innocent? And the reason why they were being targeted was solely because they inherited funds that they did not know yet that they were going to inherit. And so it would just be a better idea for everyone involved to jump in and try to snatch this from them before they even find out of their potential inheritance. And I know that sounds monstrous that all of these parasites would come into play, but you would have to ask yourself, well, how large is this inheritance that would cause so many people to become like vultures and say, I want a piece of it, and I would compromise my life and my family to play a part in a RICO crime for it? It's a good question. I don't know what the number would have to be for these individuals in the group, and I'm sure it probably would surprise me because they've probably done it for less than I could imagine, but it's just the mere fact that people would be willing to play their position in these diabolical RICO crimes for hidden assets and things that don't belong to them, and have no problem in taking someone out. These are the stories that are about to be unfolded in the upcoming days. If you leave, or I imagine those that may want to get away from these organizations that have joined, I'm pretty sure if they're anything like the gangs I heard about growing up, they're very hard to leave, right? I'm sure they're afraid that if they have all of this uncontrolled power where they can do all of this to an innocent person, well, what would they do to someone who knows of all their secrets and has partaken in some of it? What would they do to them and their families is probably something that goes through those that don't want to partake in these crimes and want to get out, I imagine. And I hope that I made or captured the picture as clear as I could for you guys, and giving you an example of how this works and what's been going on. But I want to assure those that do want to start walking righteously and stepping away from these RICO criminal groups, I want to show you that God says to follow him and have faith as small as a mustard seed. Our Father also says to touch not his anointed, may I remind you. So my advice would be to go with what our Father has said on this one. And I know that it wouldn't be easy to separate yourselves, as we all have to be accountable for our decisions. And I know that that's probably one of the reasons many people even join these groups, I imagine, is because at some juncture they either wanted some type of protection or they lacked accountability and just wanted to get things the easy and fast way and didn't want to be held accountable for their actions. But I think as we mature and understand that one way or the other, we will be held accountable for the decisions we make here on this earth. And, you know, partaking in harming innocent women and children is definitely not something that you want to have on your conscience in the next few upcoming weeks, because just society at large is becoming more aware and more disgusted with anyone willing to do something like that, partake in harming innocent women and children for any lust or greedy purposes. So that's just a heads up. And I encourage everyone to not just take things as they seem. Please question even authority, and especially those endorsing hidden corruption. Oftentimes, many of us would like to believe that these individuals with these titles and positions have taken ethical oaths and would abide in it. But I think we're starting to see how compromised people really are for wealth and prosperity. So, you know, as I shared the example and I shared what's going on in these groups, and how it's starting to unfold, it still brings us back to the question at hand, which is, are you your brother's keeper? Now, these individuals in these groups believe that they are, so much so that they would cover up criminal activity by any means necessary. And so those of us on the opposite side with Christ need to protect our brothers and sisters by any means necessary, and applying that same energy that we are coming up against darkness with. And whether it's your own loved ones that are partaking in this kind of activity, these groups, and soliciting people to harm you or hurt you for any kind of prosperity, I ask those of us that walk with Christ to be a barrier, and or should I say, I spoke with someone today, and I hope they do hear the podcast, because their words have just resonated on my heart. And they said to me today, they asked me to pray for them, which I most certainly will. But they also said, you know, I cannot stand bullies, and I will stand in the middle of a bully any day of the week, if I know that it's right. And I ask and challenge all of my Christian brothers and sisters to do the same. If you know that these individuals, these bullies, are taking out women and children, I ask you to step forward and just stand in the midst of it all, and be somebody's protector. I sincerely pray that today's podcast message reaches the right ears, the right law enforcement, the right individuals that work in these banks, in these life insurance companies, that would vet out what's going on with more detail, now that you have an understanding of how these networks operate. And don't easily dismiss a case that seems out of the ordinary. Question everything. For the victims that are either currently being victimized or currently have been placed in institutions or have had their children taken from them, or, God forbid, have been harmed by food poisoning, please know that I hold you in my prayers, and the battle isn't done. The battle isn't done. We will continue to shed light and speak up for those that cannot speak for themselves. We will continue to open the eyes of the masses so they too can see the patterns of what's happening, and identify these groups that are and how they operate. And so I hope I spelled out a lot of their tactics, a lot of how the networks work, and can help victims in the future from enduring any more of this, these organizations' sacrificial and trafficking, energy harvesting abuse. Just know that God loves you, and I love you, if no one has told you. And I hope that this podcast will continue to change lives in the very near future. Now, the special song I had dedicated to this podcast is God Favored Me. And I hope you guys could take time and listen to that today. And I know it really means a lot to me, that song, because it reminds me that through it all, God has pulled me up out of the devil's hands and has favored me to go on and not just tell my story, but help those that cannot share their story because of shame or because of just being so burdened by all of the individuals that are volunteering to target them. So please take the time out, listen to God Favored Me, know that your sister in Christ is standing here at the helm, pushing back. And with that said, I want to thank you all for your ongoing love and support. And always feel free to reach out to me or anyone in the organization if you have been victimized and you need a safe space. We love you, and we look forward to having our next podcast soon. So God bless you all. Take care of yourselves and your families. And remember, you are your brother's and sister's keeper. God bless. Bye.